to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, June 12th, 2017 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Yes, it's a place of not of sight and sound, but of mind. Mm-hmm. And we have arrived. Yes, as Donald Rumsfeld would say, there are things that we know, and there are things that we don't know. And there are things that we don't know that we don't know. And, of course, the reason we don't know those things is because mainstream media won't let us know because they don't broadcast them. And what they do broadcast, we might as well not know because it's fake. If you understood any of that, by the way, aspartame is good for you. Just ask Donald Rumsfeld. Anyway, I have to get a little humor going in this thing, folks, because I tell you what, I'm looking out here and I'm going, what in the world is going on here? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off by saying I'm going to give you three reasons why we're in the Twilight Zone, and then I'm going to turn around. Oh, and by the way, it's all, you know, the mainstream garbage that comes out. And then after I give you all that, it's not fake news, but it might as well be. And then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to give you the real news that we don't hear. Okay, is that fair enough? So let's get started. Let's see. Number one. Hold on just a second here. I want to figure out which one. Oh, here we go. Where is it here? Let's see. Oh, I know where it is. Just a second. Yes. By the way, that's the wrong one. Nope. Okay. Here we go. A shout out to Carol in Idaho. Carol provided me this. Now, here's one reason why we're in the Twilight Zone, folks. It's because in the case of the United States of America versus Clive and Bundy et al., Judge Gloria Navarro has demanded the defendants all wear chains throughout their trial. You know, as vicious as they are, why not, right? The simple question is why? These are men who have demonstrated that they are not violent, nor have they attempted to escape from the prison system that they've been incarcerated in for almost a year and a half. And in response to the order by Judge Navarro, attorney for Pete Santilli, Chris Rasmussen, cited the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in May 2017 to bolster the claim that his client's rights are being violated, as are all the other defendants in the case. So Santilli hereby asserts his Fifth Amendment right to be present in the court without shackles, reads the motion. The motion then cites the ruling of the Ninth Circuit Court. If the government seeks to shackle a defendant, it must first justify the infringement with specific security needs as to that particular defendant, and courts must then decide as the stated need for security outweighs the infringement on the defendant's rights. Now, these guys never hit anybody. They never pointed a gun at anybody. They never did anything to anybody, but this left-wing judge wants them to come into the court in shackles and chains. Why is that? Because she wants to send a message to the jury that these are dangerous and vicious people. And remember the last trial when the FBI all got up like dominoes and just sat in the chair, one right after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, and said, oh, they were in fear for their life. They were in fear for their life over something that didn't happen, wasn't about to happen. Nobody pointed a gun at them or anything else. That's reason number one why we're living in the Twilight Zone, folks. Now, let me just cite reason number two. And I just, you know, I think I've mentioned to you before that, you know, when I turn on my computer in the morning, the first thing that pops up is mainstream news. It comes from A&P or Reuters or whatever. So I turn on my computer this morning, and guess what pops up? Representative Brad Sherman has drafted an article of impeachment against President Donald Trump that he plans to soon file and eventually raise for consideration on the House floor. The California Democrat, no surprise he comes from there, along with that other clown, what's his name? Adam Schiff? Yes. The California Democrat's article argues that Trump obstructed justice by using his authority as president to hinder or terminate a criminal investigation into his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Excuse me if I'm wrong, but didn't James Comey already come out and debunk that and say that Trump never ordered that? He was afraid, or he perceived that it might be that way, so he went ahead and said that, and now this clown from the left coast is drafting an article of impeachment. So they're trying everything they can do to get rid of this guy. But even worse than that, folks, and I have to share this with you. Let's see, where is it? Oh, here we go. So after Comey gets up and makes a complete buffoon out of himself and admits that Trump didn't do that, now we have a Democrat that is signing for articles of impeachment. And number two, Comey, instead of, you know, being investigated himself for obstruction of justice, which I'm going to prove again that he did, he gets a $10 million book deal. Now, do you think I'm wrong? Are we not living in the Twilight Zone here? Or is it me? You know, I've got trouble wrapping my head around this one, folks. I really do. Okay, but that said, so those are the three reasons why we have arrived in the Twilight Zone. Nobody out there is thinking with any kind of rationale. It's all emotional. We needed to do this because it's politically correct, looking for any excuse that they can use to get rid of Donald Trump and get whoever that they want in there. Now, that being said, do you remember the when I was talking, oh gosh, it was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, I guess, I was talking about that detective Mike Zullo that had been investigating the birth certificate thing on Obama with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and ultimately they couldn't get it published. They couldn't get it out, and the reason they found out why is because there was no place they could take it. Nobody would listen to them, including James Comey at the FBI. Remember that? Okay. And then, in the last election, there was an immense amount of campaign contributions that were put forth against Joe Arpaio to oust him out of office. Well, I've been doing a little digging up bones on this one. And remember when I played the clip, oh gosh, it was last week, I believe, when Larry Klayman and his client, Dennis Montgomery, he was a whistleblower, and he had the 47 hard drives with, it was 10 million pages of documents or whatever. And he took it and testified in front of the FBI for 3 hours to, what was that guy's name? Baker. James Baker? Okay. And Baker handed it off to Comey, and Comey buried it, and it's been buried for 2 years, which is obstruction of justice. Now, you're not even going to hear crickets chirp on this one, on the mainstream media. And where are you going to get it? Of course, you're going to get it. The only place you're going to get it is here at RBN. So, thank you so much for listening. Now, that said, Larry Klayman at Freedom Watch has this evidence that I'm about to provide, and this tape was just released today by Big League Politics. Now, remember, Trump accused Obama of spying on him. Remember that? Wiretapping him, surveilling him. Well, guess what? Trump was right all along, and Comey has been burying this for more than 2 years. Well, now, on RBN, you're going to get what's really going on, and I'm going to share it with you. These hearings currently going on are nothing more than a charade to divert the public from this story. Because this is the real story, folks. This is what they don't want you to know, and this is what they're steering everybody away from with their big facade on mainstream media talking about Russian collusion. Now, this is a guy by the name of Tim Blixeth. He's being interviewed by Joe Arpaio and Detective Mike Zullo. He took this information to these two guys. That's how they got a hold of this. And this tape was released by a judge that was hearing the civil contempt case against Joe Arpaio back in May of 2016. Now, Joe was convicted of that, and now I believe he's either on trial or he's going on trial the middle of this month for criminal contempt charge, and he's facing up to 6 months in jail. But Tim Blixeth is bringing the Montgomery evidence to Joe Arpaio, the same evidence that was ultimately given to the FBI and buried for 2 years by James Comey. Now, Blixeth tells Arpaio that his ex-wife and Dennis Montgomery were partners and were working in an undercover operation owned by Al Gore for the CIA, supposedly decoding Al Jazeera TV. But what I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to play probably, oh, I don't know, maybe three quarters of it. It's 19 minutes long, but you're going to hear from Tim Blixeth's own lips what's really going on and the evidence that Comey has been burying for 2 years, which is outright felony obstruction of justice, and Comey should be brought up on charges, not Donald Trump, yet Comey's getting a $10 million book deal. Are we not in the Twilight Zone right now, folks? Mike, go ahead and play that clip and just stop it at the break and then continue it on to the bottom of the hour, okay?
You don't get the alimony. She refused to. Turns out she had a partner in Dennis Lee Montgomery. That's the name you got to remember.
Easy to remember. That's
he's a very. I'll sit down with you after. I want to try to.
He's a very genius computer guy. What they did is they actually had, they were working for the CIA. And they mask it as, I'm sure you'll remember this, the contracts with the CIA, which I have plenty of copies, said that they were decoding Al Jazeera television, said that there was broadcast embedded. Remember that?
Yeah.
Owned by Gore.
Well, Gore's got part of it now, but it's all bullshit. Right? That was bullshit. That was a front by the CIA. And this guy worked for Brennan and Clapper. Those were the two guys running it. He started out in 2004 with another partner in Reno, Nevada, called Intrepid. They collected about $40 million for the CIA, from the CIA. Top security clearance, all kinds of letters, emails, fallout, gets my wife in 2006. They started a new company that she owns, and they start doing the same business for the government. What it really turns out they were doing is they were hacking into all of America. Everything they said they didn't do that Brennan said recently, and mainly Clapper, is all bullshit. And I've got it right here. So this guy, ISIS, during the divorce, it was very contentious, front page Wall Street Journal and all this nonsense.
Between you and your...
Yeah. Okay. So we accused him publicly, this Montgomery, of hacking into our attorney-client privilege because they knew too much. And we could never prove it. So we took his deposition several times. And something happened very weird. Every time he took a we took his deposition, the head of the civil division, Carlotta Wells, of the Department of Justice would show up with CIA agents. Just show up. Every court appearance. CIA agents. Head of the civil division. I said, Jesus Christ, something's got to be wrong here. So in 2006, when my wife got together with the guy, when he left the first company, he gets a call from a CIA guy named Joe Liberatore, and says, the FBI is going to raid your house in 3 days. He's got a FISA search warrant from the FISA court. So he takes all the hard drives that he made copies of. FBI comes in, raid him. Mike Flynn, the lawyer who's here with me, was representing the guy at the time. They go to court. Federal judge says, this is bullshit. Throws it out. Says, there's obviously something here that we don't know about. And the government came in and imposed a state secret privilege and a protective order in Nevada, because that's where the guy lived. And so they said, anything you did as a government contractor, you can never tell. Well, they were trying to keep the guy quiet from what he really did. So we take the guy's deposition, and I get nothing out of him. The last deposition was almost 2 years ago now. Palm Desert, California, a little tiny legal office. And all these CIA agents show up with guns and Carlotta Wells, head of the civil division, the DOJ. So what the hell are you showing up for? Well, cut and paste, 2012 June. Montgomery calls me and he goes, I want to talk to you. I said, I don't want to talk to you, you son of a bitch. Why do you want to talk to me? I said, you've been hacking into my attorneys. And he goes, I want to talk to you. He said, I've got a brain aneurysm. I'm probably not going to make it. And I need to get some things right. So I reluctantly meet him, but I give him a subpoena. We give him a friendly subpoena. So anything he gave to me was under the guise of a subpoena. He says, you know, you guys are right. I did hack into all your stuff. And I gave it to your ex-wife and all the lawyers. And he said, there's a lot more. He said, what I really did as a government subcontractor was I hacked into all of America for Brennan and Clapper. And I said, wow, that's pretty heavy stuff. Can you prove it? So it's taken me 8 months of dancing with this guy. And finally, he starts giving more evidence, and then it just blew me away. So I called Fox News, and Carl Cameron, you know, the reporter. Carl's been there 27 years, and I trust Carl. Carl came flying out with his film crew, and they filmed for a week in the last 30 days. The guy had aneurysm surgery in the last 3 months. He was not successful. He probably will not live. So I think what it is, he wants 10 years under, 8 years under a rock. He's tired of it. He may not live. He wants to get his life squared away. And he's pissed off at the administration. He got a death threat in writing last week. And so I said to him, when the Snowden thing came down, he starts laughing to me. He goes, Snowden is a punk. He doesn't have any information like I've got. So he starts showing me what he has. And I'm going, holy shit. He's got 900 million phone calls recorded. I mean, you call me, how long, what date, what time of day. Okay, that's one thing. I did it for the government. This is on a government computer, paid for by the government, CIA, at Fort Washington, Maryland, which is 10530 Riverview Road in Fort Washington, Maryland. Then he's got bank accounts with the passwords and the usernames that the government got, just randomly all over the country. It's 153,000 in this county alone. 153,000 people were hacked in by Brennan and Clapper. And I got all their names.
Brennan is head of the CIA.
Now.
CIA.
Clapper is what?
He is DNI.
The Department of Intelligence. Agency.
National Intelligence. So those are the two common factors. Now, if you go back the string, you thread the string back with Brennan. Brennan was CIA under Bush 43. He was like executive director. My ex-wife and Jack, I was on Jack Kemp's board for 10 years. Jack was a dear buddy of mine. So I was in the Republican circles. So my ex-wife was asked Jack Kemp to go to Cheney to try and speed up a new government contract, which was slow. So they take her to the vice president. He says, give me a few days. Comes back and he says, we don't want any part of this. And they fire Brennan. So they must have figured something was skunky. So they fired Brennan. Brennan goes to work as the CEO of Analysis Group in Washington, D.C. They're basically ex-CIA guys that do contracting for the government. Private version of their old job. So, he goes to Obama, then senator, and says, you should hire us, Analysis Group, you're going to run for president. Obama does. They have tons of money, millions of dollars. And if you may not recall this, Joe, but there was a little bit of a flap about the birth certificate back then. There was an accusation that someone had gotten into the birth certificate records of Hillary Clinton, Mitt Romney, and Obama.
Hillary talked about it.
Yeah, and she really made a big deal of it. There was a young man working for Brennan at the CIA that came over to Analysis Group. And he was kind of the dirty computer kid. I don't know that, I'll tell you what I know factual and what I believe to be true. We believe that they got in and actually altered his birth certificate. Brennan did at an Analysis Group, and they had to disguise it by doing something or looking like they did something to Clinton and Romney, so it wasn't specific to Obama. Somehow this word got around in D.C., and an investigation started, and they called the kid as a witness. He got a bullet between the eyes the night before the hearing. It's all public record. So he's dead. He can't testify. So then Obama gets elected. Brennan then wants to be CIA. That was his quest in life. If you recall, he got turned down because of the waterboarding.
All right, Mike, let's take it out to the break. Folks, I'm going to analyze this after this testimony is over with Joe Arpaio and tell you what's going on here. I apologize for the bad language. I forgot about that. I was going to mention that at the beginning of the program. Just bear with it, though, because this is very important. We'll see you right after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I want you to pay close attention to this because I'm going to break this down for you after it's over, because there's a number of things that tie in with this, what we've seen unfolding over the last couple of years with the birth certificate thing, with Joe Arpaio, with this Comey burying testimony, just a number of things. So that said, and I want to remind everybody, folks, that I heard this on John's show today. Please pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719, extension 3, and make a donation. Okay, you're not going to get this information anywhere else. You're not going to get it on the mainstream news. We've got to keep this information flowing, folks. So with that, Mike, go ahead and get back to this interview.
So Obama then waterboarding the McCain went public and said,
right,
hates waterboarding. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Always remember the McCain connection.
So as an alternative, Obama moves then Brennan three doors down the White House from his office. So maybe a little quid pro quo.
Special assistant or something.
Some bullshit. So then time goes by, and then Brennan's now CIA. So let's keep the story going. So about 3-4 months ago, this guy's showing me 900 million phone calls. And I see myself in there. I see people I know. I mean, I see Donald Trump in there a zillion times, and Bloomberg's in there. And
am I in there?
We're looking for you right now.
Mike, that's important.
It takes a long time to go through 900 million, unless you've got a hell of a big computer. And so we're through about 40 million out of 900 million.
They're not on those flash drives.
No.
There's no way.
There's 3 million on this.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And there's bank records here.
You got the 130,000 from here on there.
I got a lot of them.
Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Are they alphabetical?
No. What they did was, let me tell you how they did it, so you got to understand the whole story. This Montgomery was such a brilliant computer guy. He figured out, they built, and started in 04, they built this supercomputer in Reno, Nevada, long, far away from CIA headquarters, but they were a contractor. And it was a room, twice as big as this room, full of these massive computers, that figured out how to break combinations of passwords. And so the idea was, it was very well intended. Let's go find Al-Qaeda's websites. Let's see if we can crack their password and save America. That's all great. It worked really well. So they could process about, at those days, maybe 10 million combinations a minute of your password off your computer. Well, 10 million a minute, pretty soon you start, the numbers click up and it works. Mm-hmm. So what they really did was they started going to all the terrorist websites in 04, and they started getting to reading their mail. And that was really great for America. Then when he left in late 05, early 06, and hooked up with my wife, ex-wife, they started it again, but they started in Bellevue, Washington, where they both lived. And then in 2009, the CIA came back to my ex-wife and to Montgomery and said, look, we want to do this the right way. What will it take? He said, it's going to take about $5 million worth of computers. And they said, okay, we got a place called Fort Washington, Maryland. It's disguised as a naval research center, but it's the CIA cyber headquarters of the world. So they said, you got to come back there and build it. You have to be there for a year. So Montgomery goes back there, and he builds what they call the Hammer. And that's what the government nicknamed it, the Hammer. And it's so goddamn powerful, it does a billion combinations a minute of passwords. So it's working great, and they're going after this terrorist, and Abdullah this, and Mohammed that. So Clapper, at that time, was the guy running it, because Britain had gone off to do analysis, but they're like this. So he walks in one day, and he says, look, Dennis, we got a guy at Citi. We think he got a Citibank bank account. His name is, Omar or whatever. Can you get into Citibank's mainframe? Can you sneak in there and look for this guy without getting caught? Because there's no FISA court order. He gets in there and gets the guy's stuff, and they say, shit, this is great. So then about a month later, he's got another 30 names. They go into Citigroup and say, hey, here's 30 more names. Works. Then they come back and say, look, why don't we, the risk of getting caught by their detection system.
Okay. All right, go ahead and cut it, Mike. Let's go to the break. We'll continue it on the other side, folks. Be right back. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, we've got about 5.5 minutes left in this. I'm going to go ahead and play it out, and then I'm going to break it down for you because there's a few little snippets here that we need to get into. So go ahead and continue with it, Mike.
The risk of getting caught by their detected detection system, that's why don't you download every customer that Citibank has? And all their financial information. That way we got it. And he did. Then they went to Sprint for Verizon, AT&T, to all their switches, got in at night. What Montgomery did, the programming he invented, he would go into their, figure out their passwords and some of their security codes. He would then get into the mainframe and they'd shut off their detection device. So they could be in there for maybe an hour. And then they get out. So they wholesale across America. Everything that Clapper just said last Thursday they didn't do in front of the Senate and the House. He said all we got was phone calls. Well, I got financial records from Phoenix, Arizona with passwords and PIN numbers. That's more than phone calls. Credit cards. Credit card numbers. And then they asked Montgomery. They said, look, we want you to go into the Florida voter registration computer. I want you to download it. Can you do that? I'll try. It goes in, gets all the voter registration. They say, I want you to burn it on some CDs. give it to Clapper. Does it? Doesn't think anything about it. A couple weeks go by, and they come back with new disk. They say, upload this tonight on the Florida voter computer. So I kept thinking, what? They must be altering people's registration or something to help with the next election. But Carl Cameron figured it out because he went to check. It was a big redistricting down in Florida that was advantaged Democrats. And Carl's, he's going to report when the story breaks on Fox because he's got the voter registration records now. So then after Snowden comes out, Obama comes out on, I think, August 9th this year, and he said Snowden's been charged with 3 felonies. If he had followed the whistleblower protocol and come to us, he wouldn't be in trouble. So we're going to make that son of a bitch eat those words. So I had Montgomery, he filed 18 whistleblower complaints with the Inspector General of the Air Force, Inspector General of the CIA, the Inspector General of the United States, Holder. He sent an actual letter to Obama and to his private fax number, and how the hell he got it, I don't know. Carl Cameron confirmed that it was Obama's fax number. So he's got rejected 18 times. I have all the whistleblower complaints and rejections here. So he did the right thing. He said, hey, I'm an American. I'm not leaving the country. I worked for the CIA. I went in for the government unauthorized. And I got all this financial information that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And this needs to be told. They rejected him over and over and over. So that kind of leads to why I'm here. We started looking around your county, and I said, you know, I know one guy's probably got the guts to do something about this. And so we started looking specifically at Maricopa. And at first there was 18,000, and Jesus Christ, it's all with the landscape. Like the last count was 153,400 in climbing. So there's all kinds of victims in here that without one court order, no FISA, no regular court, they went in and they hacked into your citizens at every county in America, basically. And they got their financial records. They didn't get financial records on everybody because they didn't. It was kind of hit and miss. You know, maybe if they got in there and you happened to be making a deposit or something that day, they got your records the day they were in. So the guy really needs immunity because he got a death threat on his website last week, and it was real. I got it here. It's very specific. And I sent it over to Carl Cameron, and he goes, well, he says, you know, this is the whole ballgame for Brennan and Clapper, and if you take Brennan and Clapper down, you're going to really knock the hell out of Obama. And this thing is a lot bigger than just 2 top government guys, I think. The voter registration records and all kinds of stuff. So this came in on his website right there last week.
So you're the threat guy, and we just, in fact, I got one today myself. We're experts at this shit. Kind of nebulous, or you'll die.
So,
where's this guy from?
Seattle.
Okay. All right, folks. I'll tell you what. This is why they do not want Montgomery to testify. This is why Comey has buried this information for over 2 years. This is blatant obstruction of justice by James Comey. This is also why they went after Joe Arpaio. They threw all kinds of money at his opponent's campaign. Joe Arpaio has been convicted civilly of contempt and now is facing criminal charges. They want to put Joe Arpaio in jail and possibly have him off when he's in jail. You can't put anything past these people. But let me go back here. Okay, so Tim Blexith is telling Arpaio his ex-wife and Dennis Montgomery were partners, and they were working as an undercover operation owned partially by Al Gore for the CIA, supposedly, and this was the cover operation, folks, decoding Al Jazeera TV. Now, Montgomery worked directly for Brennan and Clapper. Remember Brennan and Clapper? Those are the two guys who went before the Senate Congressional Committee and lied their butts off and said, no, they're not surveilling anybody. Total lie. Remember those two? Okay. They denied that there was any surveillance going on. And John Brennan, head of the CIA, all the way up till Trump's inauguration, and still would have been head of the CIA had Hillary won. Now, this, I believe, is the reason why Obama went after Arpaio and the feds filed lawsuits against him. And they've been going on for years. And as I said, Arpaio lost the election last November, and that there was an enormous amount of campaign money. Rumor has it, a lot of it came from George Soros. I don't know. But it was given to his opponent. Now, Montgomery started out in 2004 in Reno, Nevada, with a company called Intrepid. And he had collected about $40 million from the CIA. Montgomery had a top security clearance, and he starts a new company with Blixeth's wife in 2006, and they start doing business for the government. What it turns out they were doing was hacking into everybody, bank accounts, telephones, all of this stuff, okay, all of America, including the voter registration down in Florida. Montgomery takes all of the hard drive copies and he stashes it in a safe place because the CIA called him up, remember, and said that the FBI was going to raid him. So Montgomery takes all the hard drives and all of the copies and all the documents that he's got, and he stashes them. And 3 days later, sure enough, the FBI has a warrant from the FISA court and raids Montgomery's house. Now, the FBI comes into court after the raid. The judge calls a foul, smells a rat, knowing there's something the court isn't being told, and throws it out. The government then comes in and declares a state secret privilege and covers it all up. They then tell Montgomery that anything he did as a government contractor, he can never tell. Now, Montgomery knew it all, and he participated in the surveillance all along and was paid by Brennan and Clapper in the CIA. They paid him to do this. This is why every time they would take Montgomery's deposition, they would get nothing out of it. Everything Brennan and Clapper said they didn't do in those congressional hearings, they were doing and still are doing to this day. Now, Blixeth got, Clapper's not doing it to this day because he's not FBI director anymore, but Blixeth got the evidence from Montgomery and had it sitting right in the interview with Arpaio. And Blixeth and his wife went through a terrible divorce back in 2008. It was published in Washington Post. You heard all that stuff. But during Blixeth's divorce, he had accused Montgomery of hacking into his attorney's computer and violating his attorney-client privilege, as the government knew too much about the case. But Blixeth and his attorney couldn't prove it. So they told Montgomery's, they took Montgomery's deposition several times, and every time they would depose Montgomery, a short time later, a civil division U.S. attorney, this Carlotta Wall, would show up in court with CIA agents. So fast forward to 2012. Tim gets raided by the CIA with guns, and the U.S. attorney Carlotta Wall is there, the same attorney that kept showing up in his case 4 years prior. Now, Tim winds up going to prison on a court contempt charge and a real estate deal. I'm not going to go into that. I looked it up online today, and sure enough, yes, he did go to jail. Montgomery calls Blixeth not too long ago and declares he wants to talk with him. Blixeth, still fuming over what had been done to him both back in the court case and years later after being raided by the same U.S. attorney and CIA agents that appeared in that same court back in these divorce court hearings, tells Montgomery he doesn't want to talk to him. And finally, Blixeth relents and he talks to Montgomery. Now, Montgomery tells Blixeth that he's got a brain aneurysm and he likely won't live long, and he wants to clear his conscience. Montgomery then admits that he hacked into all Blixeth's records and gave it to his ex-wife in the divorce case, and her lawyers. He gave it to the ex-wife and the lawyers. He goes on to tell Blixeth there's a lot more, though. He then tells Blixeth what he really did for the government, which was to surveil all of us, get our phone records, get our bank accounts, all of that stuff, all of America. And who was in charge of this? Who was directing to do it? Brennan and Clapper. Now, after 8 months of dancing around with Montgomery, Blixeth finally gets this bombshell evidence from Montgomery with proof. Blixeth then calls Carl Cameron at Fox News, and they run out and film this guy for about a week. And meanwhile, Montgomery has unsuccessful aneurysm surgery. So, you know, he right now is Larry Klayman's client, but he's probably terminal. Anyway, so because Montgomery is likely terminal, he wants to clean the slate with the people he's wronged and is really upset about the administration. So he got, you heard, he got this recent death threat. Montgomery starts showing Blixeff his evidence. 900 million phone calls with Donald Trump on there and a lot of people he knew on there, including himself, was shown to Blixeff, these 900 million phone calls, 3 or 4 months prior to this interview, before Arpaio did that interview with him. With time, dates, lengths of calls on a government computer paid for by the government sitting at Fort Washington, Maryland at 10530 Riverview Road, the passports and usernames of bank accounts of random people all over the country, 153,000 in Maricopa County alone, Clapper and Brennan. Brennan is Department of National Intelligence. Brennan was the executive director of the CIA under Bush 43. Now, Blixeff's ex-wife was friends with Jack Kemp. I believe he was a congressman. And she asked Kemp, if you recall, to try and speed up a government contract for her. Kemp takes it to Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney didn't want any part of it, so they fire Brennan. Brennan, shortly thereafter, goes to work as the CEO of a company called Analysis Group. It's a non-government organization in Washington, D.C. Basically, this company is nothing more than a private version of their old CIA job. It's spying on people. Brennan goes then to Senator Obama. He hadn't been elected president yet. He pitches Obama to hire them, and Obama does, before Obama becomes president. Now, Blixeff believes that it was Brennan that was ultimately responsible for the Obama birth certificate altering. And like you said, he sent that young man, kind of a sleazeball, to do a dirty deed. And the rumors started flying in D.C. about the deal that they'd called this kid as a – so they called this kid as a witness. And the kid got a bullet between the eyes the night before they heard the testimony from. All public record. Can you say Seth Rich here? Night before he's going to testify, he gets a bullet in the head. Obama gets elected president. Shortly after that, Brennan wants to be the CIA director. Obama moves Brennan in three doors down from his office. Now, in 2009, the government approached Montgomery to build this $5 million massive surveillance computer. And this was what was used to get the phone calls and the bank records and do the surveillance of millions of us. And they nicknamed it the Hammer. He said it was so powerful that it does a billion, not a million, but a billion combinations a minute. Those are password combinations. In other words, they unscramble passwords so they can get into people's private accounts. This was built originally to track down terrorist organizations, terrorist websites, terrorist bank accounts, terrorist phone calls, etc. But Clapper was running it. And Brennan was off with the other company, Analysis Group. Now, Clapper gets Montgomery to sneak into the Citibank account of some suspected terrorist by the name of Omar something or another. There was no FISA warrant, so that was illegal to begin with. But Clapper knows it, and Montgomery does it anyway. 30 days later, Clapper has another 30 names. It gives them to Montgomery, and he does it again. Clapper then tells Montgomery to just go ahead and download all of the account info from every customer in that Citibank locale, and Montgomery does it. Then they went to Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T, shut off all the security detection at those three companies and downloaded all of these companies' phone records. And not only the phone records and banks, but the credit cards and their numbers. And then told Montgomery to go in and download the Florida voter registration computer with all of the names, burn it on a CD, and give it to Clapper. And 2 weeks later, they come back with new disks and instruct Montgomery to unload the new disks into the Florida registration computer. This was done for redistricting to advantage the Democrats before the 2008 election. And who won Florida, folks? Barack Obama. Montgomery filed 18 whistleblower complaints with every agency up to and including Obama himself, and all were rejected. Obama had said earlier that if Snowden would have followed the same protocols, he wouldn't be a wanted fugitive. Montgomery followed the protocols, filed the proper paperwork, has all of the evidence, submitted it to 18 different places, who was rejected every time, took it to the FBI, sat for 3 hours, well, I believe there was two FBI agents, and James Baker took it to Comey, and Comey buried it, and that is a felony obstruction of justice, and Comey should be in jail. But that's not real news, folks. That's fake news. The real news is out there on mainstream media. I don't know about you, but this just infuriates me. Because this is why RBN needs to be in existence. Because this information has to get out there. These people are burying this stuff. And they're trying to impeach or prosecute or maybe both a sitting president of the United States over nothing to cover up these crimes. I know you know how important this is. And we're going to go to break. When I get back, I'm going to share a couple of articles with you. Comey seized and buried this information, showing that Donald Trump's phone calls were spied on. And remember a few months ago when Donald Trump mentioned that? Comey called him a liar, Brennan called him a liar, and Clapper called him a liar. And it was all true. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You bet I'm not going to back down. I mean, here we've got, are we not in the Twilight Zone? Here we've got this judge in Las Vegas wanting to put the Bundys in handcuffs to parade them in front of a jury. We got Brad Sherman, this idiot Democrat out of California, that's writing this proposal to impeach Donald Trump. And then we've got a $10 million book deal for this criminal, this Comey criminal. okay? And it goes beyond that. You know, he wasn't just surveilling Trump. He was surveilling Trump's bank account. He was surveilling Trump's phone. He was surveilling not only Trump, but all of us across the nation. He's burying all of this evidence. And this guy's getting a $10 million book deal. And there's a Democrat that's writing an impeachment resolution for Donald Trump who's done nothing. Former FBI Director James Comey seized and buried volumes of information that demonstrated a wide-ranging government surveillance operation targeting Donald Trump before he became president. And thank God for big league politics that they learned that Larry Klayman, the attorney for the NSA and CIA contractor and the whistleblower that filed the complaints. Let's see. I'm loaded up with phone calls and I haven't even opened the phone lines up. Wait, hold on just a second, you guys. Okay. Montgomery delivered the 47 hard drives to the FBI and the data amounting more than 600 million pages of documentation with the proof, with the evidence, and Blixeth has it as well, and so does Arpaio, and so does Zulo. That's why they went after him. All right, I'll stop. I'm going to get on a roll here in a minute. Coming up on the top of the hour break. All right, Reb in Colorado, you're up with Michael. Go ahead.
This U.S. Pentagon First Team, Bub Scout, Reb. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, loud and clear.
Okay, bro, we've changed things at the Pentagon. Because of all the phone calls coming in the National Command, they will not answer the phone after 6 p.m. and before 6 a.m. and only Monday through Friday. That's their new schedule. It used to be 24-7. Now they're coming in at Bub Scout, Reb. We're the long arm of the law in this one. Bub Scout, Reb, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday at General Dunford's office, 703-697-9121. But they don't like us across America. And the commander-in-chief, he was talking to the Coast Guard, and they're idiots. They couldn't keep the tropics out. Safe from icebergs. They're totally useless. But anyway, he was discussing things in front of him, and he said, if you got something going on, you never quit. So that was the order from the top. We got going on. It's at the Joint Chiefs. It's at the top of the U.S. government. Get rid of this Colorado revolt. And it's covered by law. So we're not quitting. And then he said, in his Twitty page, we don't have a Twitty, we have hashtag Bubba Scout Red now, but it's not run by us. Anyway, he says the Justice Department's liars, they're cowards. He would have said expletives, but he wants it to go out over the public airways. So we're saying that for years. Of course they're liars. It's rigged against America. And so we call around, and you can phone that number, 703-697-9121. You'd be surprised how this is breaking down in America. But it's worse than we're telling you for the white race, really.
I got you, man. I gotta let you go. Thanks for the input. Going up to the top of the hour break. We'll be back in two. Stick around.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.